Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. 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 No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. I'm Charlotte Spicer, executive producer and host of the show, energetic healer and channel for Yeshua. Thank you so much for tuning in from the United States and around the world. Today, we continue our masterclass educational series, Guidance from Spirit, Channeled Messages from Beyond the Veil, with Mother Mary, the ascended being who gave birth to Jesus, the Christ child, in her last lifetime. Joining me is my special guest co-host, Danielle Gibbons, full-body channel for Mother Mary since 1994. After a brief discussion, Danielle will allow Mother to come through in her distinct voice to share her loving guidance for the human journey. Danielle has connected people worldwide with Mother's grace through life-changing courses, retreats, and online events, including pre-recorded and live-streamed discourses and meditations with Mother on YouTube at Mother Mary Channel. You are personally invited to participate in these events with Danielle and Mother Mary to expand your consciousness. For details about upcoming events, visit belovedpublications.com. If you'd like to experience more of Mother's nurturing grace, you are invited to join the community and participate in all that Danielle offers her community. All right, well, I'm excited to get started. Welcome back, Danielle. It's good to be with you again.
And it's so good to be here with you, Charlotte, and all of your incredible listeners.
Yes. Well, it's been interesting. It's been a month since we've spoken, and boy, a lot sure has happened since then.
Yes. Yes.
A lot of churning up of energies and scenarios, and I have been doing my best to stay aware without being too connected to the energy, because I don't know about you. I know you're empathic, highly empathic, but I feel like I'm getting more and more sensitive and feeling more and more need to back away from a lot of these.
So funny, because I was literally just before we started our show today, I was creating a little email to send out to my community. And I wrote, I kid you not, I wrote, I feel like I am the person in line for a roller coaster who like keeps letting people go in front of them, because I just need to hang back. Like I know I'm drawn to get on the ride. Like I know eventually I need to get on that ride, but I'm just not quite ready yet. So I'm just sort of hanging back and saying, no, no, you go ahead. No, no, no problem. You go ahead. And that's exactly how I've been feeling.
I look around and I think, you know, this bunker is really starting to feel comfortable.
Right. That's right.
It's hitting me so hard, even the smallest of things. And I don't know how I got into this little habit, but I forget to detach and clear my energy field sometimes.
Yes.
And then I wonder why I feel so out of sorts and
like
all contorted. Like, what is wrong with you? Why can't you think straight? And then I forget that I didn't clear. I didn't detach cords or whatever I have to do to get back to the purest version of my energy.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. What a month. Well, it's summertime and we have Lionsgate coming up. And I am promised that energies will start to lighten up a bit.
Mm.
But there is still that a lot of that old grief stuff coming up for me, and a lot of people, and quite a few listeners have gotten in touch to say how much they got out of the last segment, and that they felt connected to the loss of a part of themselves and grieving that loss, whether they pick it up anew or not.
Right.
But it helped to help them to kind of determine where they needed to go to release whatever's being contained.
Good, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, it has been, and it's interesting because I have to say for myself personally, you know, not much has really changed in my life, but it's the people around me that are undergoing so much. And of course it affects me. And like you were saying, you know, I forget to clear my energy field and ground myself sometimes. But it's, I find that as an empath, these energetic times can be really overwhelming for me. So just hanging back is sometimes the only thing I know to do, you know, and I don't know if that's a protective coping mechanism or if that's even productive, but it seems to get me through to, you know, the next day or the next thing I have to do. And I don't mean to sound like, oh my gosh, my life is this veil of tears and it's all a drudgery. I don't mean that
right.
at all. It's just sometimes as a sensitive person, as an empath, I really feel at a loss as to what to do or say or what action to take. It's almost like I experience a real sense of confusion. And I think maybe that's part of the overwhelm, or maybe I'm trying to go numb and not feel anything and kind of push back on all that.
Yeah.
And so then I don't know what to do. I kind of get in this place of, instead of fight or flight, I get to freeze.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And like the rabbit in the, you know,
yeah.
when I'm faced with the predator, I'm like, I just freeze. Don't know what to do.
Freeze and don't decide, because I'm also feeling like that I'm choosing the wrong thing. But I think what you're doing is the healthiest way to do it. But I also, again, you know, we're on this uneven ground, and it is affecting our ability to walk forward in a stable, steady manner.
Yes.
Already.
Yeah.
And then add personal on top of that, on top of the impersonal. And
yes.
you get into that, what feels like a little cyclone in my head. And, you know, I personally was told, rest, do the minimum. So I've been doing that. And even when I feel a burst of energy and want to pull out a project and work on it, or push when I want to push something, because that's what I want to do,
yeah.
I feel an immediate push back.
Oh.
Kind of like an invisible hand on your chest. No. Sit and don't move. Just sit. And I've spoken to a number of people. They feel the same way.
Yeah.
That you want to get up, but something keeps holding you in place.
So after I wrote about the roller coaster ride, I also said, you know, is it divine? Am I listening to divine timing, or am I just, you know, hanging out with my old buddy procrastination? Right.
Right. Right. Right. You think
like
you're doing something wrong. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, and I had to like ask myself, like, what is wrong with you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
This isn't it. Some of these things are so out of character that even I'm like, that's not my normal response to
right.
something, you know. And it's funny. I was talking with a client today, and we were talking about like a similar scenario, and I mentioned and it struck her profoundly. And I said, no matter what we try to do in the mind to navigate this, but when we bring in acrobatics, like mental acrobatics, and trying to get around something, you cannot outsmart the divine.
Right. No matter how hard we try.
That was her reaction. She was
yes,
really
so
struck
true.
By it. I said, no, you can't outsmart, you know, this process.
That's right.
You have to go through it. You can't jump over it, burrow under it, or try to skirt around it.
Yeah.
And so when we have those feelings of just sit, or rest or do the minimum, whatever you feel called to do, then not listening to that is going to bring kind of like a mishigosh, like a it's going to bring extra stuff. It's kind of like pulling on a bookshelf and then being surprised when all the books fall off and topple on you.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. That's a good visual for sure.
Yeah. When we push it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, you know, hold steady, put the plane on autopilot. Say
That's
a prayer.
Yeah.
Make sure your children are eating. Make sure the front door is locked. And beyond that,
and don't pull on the bookshelf.
Don't climb the bookshelf and think that you're going to get that pointed object. Like, you have this real pointy object at the top and it's made of glass. But you're like, no, I'll be okay. I can just climb up there and get it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not going to go well. Anyway. So we don't have a topic for today. And I see the wisdom in it so that we can't kind of chew on it. So we can't kind of chew on it as I am inclined to do. But that's just out of thoroughness. I like to roll things around in my mind. And
sure. Yes. Interact. Well, and you're always very prepared. And that is
that's why
that makes you a fantastic host for your radio show. I mean, that's, you know, that's what makes you so good at what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But yeah, that's pretty much where we are. And I'm looking forward to energies lightening up and the month of August with Lionsgate, which if you're new to it, is a portal that opens and new energies get to come to the planet to work with us. And I'm told that these will be lighter energies to kind of temper the, it's a bit tumultuous right now on all fronts. Lots happening, and kind of help you steady the boat a little bit. But there's a focus on manifestation. So what I want and what I intend to do is get into a zone of co-creation with the divine. You know, I'm told picture your life the way you see it, the way you want it to be, what elements are included, which are excluded. Like kind of get a building block in my mind of what I would, you know, my best life would be something that flows with efficiency and abundance and creativity and accomplishment, you know?
Yes. Yes.
So that's what we can look forward to. We'll see what happens the second week in August, what's said about it, but that's what I'm gleaning from it.
I like that. I'm gonna focus on that. Because we're almost there.
Hang in there, folks. Hang in there.
Exactly.
I should get one of those pictures of the little kitten with the oh, claw
right.
And hang 10.
That's right, from the Just 70s.
Don't let go. Unless you're called to let go. There's that saying I always like to throw out there because people get so frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it's not always that we're so frustrated with life and the circumstances within it that upset us. We get upset with ourselves. We get frustrated with ourselves.
Yes.
So I always tell people, if you feel like you're at the end of your rope, let go of the rope.
Right. Yeah.
It's the struggle of trying to hang on to the tip of it that probably gives you the most angst. So just a general reminder there. Mm-mm-mm. So should
right,
we
dear.
Pull
yes.
a cork?
Let's.
Let's pop the cork.
That sounds like a great idea. All right, here we go.
All right, Danielle.
Hello, beloved one.
Hello, Mother. Welcome.
I thank you for welcoming me into your space with you and your glorious listeners. Thank you for the invitation.
Always.
So let's put a title on this, shall we?
Yes.
Today is about how to navigate the tumultuous earth energies in a way that is balanced, healthy, and supportive.
That sounds great.
So, your discussion at the beginning illustrated some of what is happening right now on your planet. But what I want to say to all of you that are listening, you are sensitive individuals, and that sensitivity is going to continue to expand. Right? This is a big part of what you signed up for in this life. And it doesn't mean that you are then going to go on to be a psychic or a channel or a healer. That's not what this has to do with. This has to do with you being a person amongst people that is like the canary in the coal mine, right? Meaning that you are so sensitive to the energies that are flowing through your planet, through the collective, how the collective is affected by the change in planetary energies, that you're the one that people are going to look to. You are the ones that people will pay attention to identify when things are not going well in your communities. You are going to be the one that points out or becomes open to when people are trying to force old paradigms. So what you are feeling now is this surging of energies that heralds the new age of collaboration, right? So
right.
What you're feeling is a lot of people not knowing how to do that with themselves, their own projects, the people in their lives. There are groups of people who are learning consciously how to do that. They are learning about conflict resolution. They are exploring businesses where everyone is equal or everyone has an equal stake in the business that would be more cooperative than a corporation, right? That is employee owned and run. So there's all these kinds of smaller communities or companies, smaller governments that are emerging in this collaborative energy. But the average person on your planet may not know how to live in a co-creative, collaborative way. And you yourself might not know, but you're very sensitive when that's not what's happening, right? When there's the pushing or the forcing, or someone's trying to sell you something so hard, you think, why are they trying so hard to sell this to me? This feels like someone's forcing me to buy, someone's pushing me to do something that I might want to do, it might feel good for me to do, but I don't like being pushed, right?
Right.
It's not that the product or the thing that is being sold is bad or wrong, or they're trying to hide evil, but it's that energy of dominance, of possession, of the pyramid top-down kind of mentality that you are going to become more and more sensitive to. You will become sensitive to the disruption of that, of the dismantling of that, and you will become sensitive to new ways that are emerging, and that's what you are going to be attracted to. So you might find, you meaning the collective you, might find that you are drawn to study things like conflict resolution or collaborative business practices, or read a book on something that you never thought you'd be interested in, and not because you want to go out and start a business, but because there will be a roadmap within these communities that are being shared more widely that will help you to understand how you want to navigate your life moving forward. Because yes, you can say, I want love, I want to be loving, I want to practice love, I'm in love. But how that is carried out is new.
Right.
So your instincts are very valuable right now. And you may be the only voice in the room that says, this feels predatory, or this feels heavy-handed, or this feels pushy, or how can we attract others without forcing them to be here? Right?
Right.
So this is happening more and more in your world. And so you will feel that your instinct, your intuition is right on track. But the pushback you might receive from others can be intense. You may find yourself looking for a new job. You may find yourself looking for different kinds of relationships, not because these are bad people or they are wrong, but they are practicing a way of living that doesn't resonate with you. And you don't have to retire to the ashram, because there's plenty of ashrams that are also engaged in that same dynamic, that old dynamic, right?
Yes.
So it just means that you may need to put extra effort into finding places where you can work and live and socialize in ways that really work for you, that resonate for you. And you will find that, particularly as this year progresses and gets into half 2023, that if you don't find your communities that resonate, whether it's work or social, family dynamics, you are going to suffer. You are going to suffer in ways that feel as if you are being weighed down, pulled down, pulled under. And what you and Danielle spoke of, this sort of freeze that may become more prevalent. And that's when you know you are stuck somewhere that is not working for you, that something's not resonating. And I don't for even a moment encourage you to think about blaming the company you work for, or the friends you have, or the family you have. No, this is about your sensitivities expanding to the point where just tolerating things will no longer be tolerated.
That's where I am right now.
Yes, exactly, beloved.
I feel like my patience is at an all-time low. I want to say it goes back to when I was almost like 9, 10 years old. I was very impatient with people, but I've grown. This feels like a -5, and it scares me because there's also a filter that's been removed, and I have to be very careful what I say and how I say it. Makes me nervous. But that's how I feel. Very impatient, intolerant, and I think there's some anger behind it.
Yes, indeed.
Stuff coming up to push it out, perhaps?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. And that can generate resentment because what it can feel like, as if circumstances, people around you are pushing you, they're forcing you to do something. And in fact, they are. They are forcing you to acknowledge what you really need and trust that if you take the steps to give yourself what you need, you will be supported by these energies. But here's the tricky part. When you are feeling this push, or as if you're being herded down a particular path, or you're being asked to choose just one way because it seems like everything you try is getting cut off, or there's no avenue of movement, there's just this almost like being held in place.
Yes, I wrote the word corralled.
Yes.
Like I don't have a choice, I'm being corralled.
Yes, and in a sense you are, because what you are being corralled into is the awakening that you can no longer have the luxury of putting your needs on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Because not because of other people and what they need, but because of your own fears.
Oh.
A lot of people are going to be leaving the planet more and more because that corralling is not just happening to a few of you. It's happening to a lot of you. And what is being asked is that you acknowledge your fears, but you do not cater to them as you once did. You do not bow to them and make them your God as you once did. You do not allow them to rule your life as you have done in the past. And that requires an enormous amount of faith. And you don't have to have, I'm not asking for a moment that you have blind faith, that you just pretend you have faith, the sort of act as if. And that's okay, that can get you started, but that's not really sustainable. What I'm encouraging you to do is to really get deeply honest with yourself. And do not mistake becoming self-honest with an opportunity to point out everything that's wrong with you and then pick up the stick and start hitting yourself, right? This is about just recognizing who you are right now, what you need, and then feel the energy of that. That it is supported in the collective. It is supported in the world around you. You don't have to believe in me or Yeshua or Buddha or anything like that. But this is a belief not only in yourself, but in the essence of life. Right? Your life is not just the physical body. It's not just the trees that you see or the home in which you live. Your world, life as you know it, has so much that you cannot see with your eyes, that you cannot hear with your ears, you cannot know physically, but it is present all the same. Energy is energy. You can't get rid of it. It doesn't go anywhere. It just reforms. It breaks down and it reforms and it moves and it shifts. So you are a part of that energy. Your body, your mind, your emotions, your soul, it's all a part of that energy. So you are breaking down the old paradigm of fear. Because for those of you that feel that sensitivity, that knowing that there is something more, something greater beyond yourself, you have struggled in this pyramid top-down dominance kind of existence. It has never felt right to you.
Right.
And you have always tried to fit in.
Yes.
Right? Because you have to earn a living. You have to pay your rent or your mortgage and put food on the table. Right? All these things are reality of being human being. But that's never set well with you. This collaborative, co-creative energy, this is your time. And I do not mean that as a kind of exclusivity that you're going to be the ones taken up in the spaceship or you get special privileges. No, this is about bringing it all into balance and equality. There is no one who shares any belief that gets preferential treatment. Does that make sense?
That's a very important point, because we can all try to picture a higher than or grandiose vision when it could be a very mundane. The mundane hasn't changed, just your consciousness has.
Exactly, beloved. Exactly. You will still be asked to earn a living. You will still need to put food on the table. You will still need to work together to create shelter, right? All these things will still exist.
Right.
But it's the way that you do it that is changing dramatically.
Okay.
So I'm asking you all to look beyond the fears that you have been taught, right? And step into the energetic of what you know, what you feel, that support. And imagine that this support, you don't have to give it a name, doesn't necessarily have to have any kind of spiritual connotation. But imagine that if you feel you need to make a decision about something, but the energies are swirling, you feel overwhelmed, you feel as if you're freezing or you're being corralled or held in place, you don't know what's going on. You think about what you need. You feel what you need in the moment. I need a safe place to rest my head. That is supportive. That is an environment of expansion and creativity. That's what I need.
Yes.
And then you feel if that need is supported in the energies around you, not by Archangel Michael or Mother Mary or the guides or this and that individual, but just the energies around you. Is that need supported? So you would feel it as if you're standing on solid ground or you're trying to walk on water, right? And you keep sinking, right?
Yes.
That is not supported. So if you have, if you think it's a need, but it's really a want because you're scared and you're
yes.
deep into old fear paradigms, when you sit with it, it's not going to feel supported. It just isn't, because that old paradigm is not going to continue to be supported. If you have a real need, and it is a need that is going to nourish your heart, your soul, your body, your mind, then you will feel as though you are being held or that you're on solid ground. That it feels as though, you know, if you're sort of standing on the mountaintop and legs spread and hands on your hips or arms open wide, and there's that feeling that, ooh, you can feel the mountain underneath you. That's when you know the energy of your needs is supported. And then you take action to bring that need to fruition. And you trust that it's going to continue to be supported. But this new paradigm is not about pulling the rug out, pulling the rug out.
Yes.
Oh, yes, go for it. Grasp the brass ring and then we're going to take it all away. Because there is no brass ring. There is no finish line. That is the old pyramid. Got to climb to the top. I've got to achieve that goal. Got to get that thing. Got to have this or that, that person, that money, that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No, that is all falling away. And you will find that when you feel your need is supported energetically, and you are willing to make the effort to take the actions, whatever feels supported every step of the way, that you are being supported, that you need to trust that. So, for example, I need a safe place to rest my head.
Yes.
Right? So you feel the energetics of that and you feel how solid that need is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're on that mountaintop or you're feeling absolutely held and safe with that. Okay. We've established that need of mine is supported. So then you take that next step and you feel that step. You don't take the next step until you feel that first step is as supported as the need, right? That you're stepping out onto solid ground. And then you feel the next step and the next step. And if you take steps that don't feel solid, that don't feel supported, then you keep taking that action one step at a time until you do. And here's the tricky part. All right? You ready for it?
I am.
This is the big challenge to all of you. Even though you have your spirit family around you, supporting you, being there for you, I'm asking that you not ask them for words, that you rely on the feeling of the energy. You ask your whole spirit family to come together and provide the feeling of support or collapse. So it's easy for you to tell the difference. Let it come down to bless it or block it.
Oh.
That you need solid feeling that this next step is blessed, not because you hear in your mind the words that say do this or do that, or yes, this is blessed, or yes, because this future, I will tell you all a little secret. Your spirit family is best felt in the now. And your spirit family loves you and supports you in the now. That's where I'm asking you to trust, to feel the solid ground that is your, that supports your need or not, so that you know it's probably a want. What are, or that need, it's not time for that. There's something more important. So it's almost as if you're going to do them in order, right? Mm-hmm. That each of you have very powerful needs at this time. Is it supported? Is the next step supported? Okay, yes, then take that step. Does it feel supported? Does it feel solid? Even if you don't know where you're going, even if you don't have a guarantee it's sustainable, mm-hmm. even if you don't have any glimpse of the future guarantee, this is the way to navigate the energies of today. And if you are clinging to those old paradigms of fear, well, what if it just doesn't work out? Or what if I make the wrong choice? But when you take it a step at a time, it's okay if a choice is wobbly or it doesn't feel as supported, because then you can say, okay, let me refine that step. Let me refine that choice. Let me clean up what I need to clean up and feel my way through it again. Did I let my fears come in while I was trying to feel the energy, solid or collapse, blessed or blocked? And if my fears came in and sort of hijacked the process, and then I chose a way that was old thinking, old mm-hmm. behavior, right?
Yes.
Take your time. But when you feel that freeze, that paralysis, recognize that you are being held in place so that you don't make the next choices coming up out of fear.
Okay.
Your spirit family is helping to hold you back to say, it's okay to be scared, but please don't make your choices while you are.
Mm.
Right? So let's just sit and breathe until the fear subsides enough that you can feel blessed or blocked, right?
That makes a lot of sense. I think some of us feel like we're on a runaway train, and the fear thoughts come in that we want to jump.
Yes.
That, yes. Of course, there's always surrender. But with a lot of this process, the fear opens the door for self-doubt. And so many are expressing that they feel afraid of making the wrong choice. Feeling that they can't do anything right, they can't make the right choice, that the rug keeps getting pulled out from under their feet. And so surrender starts to feel like just giving up and throwing in the towel.
Yes, indeed.
Is that a positive step forward, or is that defensiveness?
That is defensiveness, and it's okay. But you know, I'm of the yoga of everything, beloved. So whatever you're feeling or experiencing is absolutely all right. But it is not a healthy, sustainable practice if that's what you want to choose for your life, right?
Right, right.
So I'm here today to tell you all that this tumultuous energy is going to continue. Yes, it's going to have periods of subsiding and smoothing out, but then another wave is going to come. And you cannot just sit in your homes, right, and do nothing. That is a different kind of prison that I do not recommend, right? Because it is not necessary. And when you feel that you don't know the right choice to make, you are afraid of making the wrong choice, remember that that is also what's falling away. It's why it's surging so much to the forefront, because when you are changing from a paradigm of dominance and possession, and pushing, you also then live in a paradigm of punishment, right?
Yes.
If you are not willing to climb to the top, you are punished. You are considered less than. Or if the people that are already on the top consider you a threat for climbing up to the top, you're going to be punished. And you're going to be considered less than, so that you will buy into that and not try to climb to the top, right?
Yes,
so self-doubt is very much in the mix. It's how you all have stayed in power in the way that you have for as long as you have. So if you spread self-doubt into the collective, people are less likely to try to climb to the top and push you off and take your place.
I see what you're saying.
So, and I'm not talking about a vast conspiracy. It's just basic human nature, right?
Sure.
If you grow up generation after generation, thousand years after thousand years, believing and being encouraged to believe that your possessions matter, whether you possess a person or an object or a piece of land or a place, that possession is the most important thing, period.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Then, of course, you are going to live that way. How could you live any other way? And yes, you can break out of that to a certain extent, but always it's there, right? Well, that's what's being dismantled. So, of course, it's in its death throes. So these old energies are also surging to the top. So you're not just feeling your own self-doubt and the fear of making the wrong choice. You are feeling that throughout the collective.
Yes, that's what's so hard.
Yes. So instead of trying to fight it or push it away or just do affirmations enough that you might believe something else, go to the energy. It will never lie to you. Right? Because all these feelings are not facts. They are simply feelings.
Right.
To be honored, to be loved, to be understood, to be shared, but they are just feelings. The energy will not deceive you. When you are willing to be, I'm going to circle back around, when you are willing to be deeply honest with yourself, right? To not hide, to not pretend, but to just be you, the energy will show you the way, each step, blessed or blocked, supported or collapse. You will feel it. And if it's a combination, then refine it. Keep refining it until you have that solid feeling, and then take that action.
I understand that, as you explained it, with these steps, that things need to happen in a proper sequence on your path, right?
Yes.
I want to use a phrase inside of a question that would represent a lot of the listeners, as I understand that many are feeling. When you're talking about moving to a new paradigm, you're talking about moving from 3D energy to 5D energy, correct? Not necessarily.
Let go of all of that. Those are mental constructs, and they're going to get you in trouble.
Okay. I
promise you.
All right.
Think of the energy simply as growing and changing. I know that you all desperately love to define these things so that your mind can wrap around them. And that's okay. If you want to call it 5D, fantastic, call it that. You can call it green energy. You can call it whatever you want. If that makes sense to you, fantastic. But what is important is that you feel the support, because this energy has always been here, right? This is not, the flavor of the energy is changing, because from age to age it changes. But the energy of life has always been here. What form that life takes, that changes, that evolves as you all evolve from age to age, billions upon billions of years here on this planet alone. But trust the energy without a name. Remember, no words.
Yeah, right. Okay. Perfect example.
Your way through it.
What I was getting at is the phrase that people are saying to me anyway, that they feel like their life is falling apart. And I explained that, well, parts of it are falling away. Parts of it are breaking off. I hoped you could lend a word of comfort to that group that feels that way.
As I said, that where you work, some of your relationships, if they don't resonate with you, then they will fall apart. Right? Because you are, again, that canary in the coal mine. You're a pioneer. You are that beacon of light that people are going to look to. They might reject you, right?
Yes.
Because they don't want to hear what you have to say. They don't want to feel that light. They don't want to do things differently, but they are going to be drawn to you. Right. Drawn to your light, drawn to your abilities to feel what's going on in any given situation. So what I would say to all of you who feel that your life is falling apart, let it. Just let it. and trust that what is falling away is what you need to fall away. Because if you try to cling to these things, you are going to make yourself miserable and anyone else in the situation. And regardless of what it looks like on the outside, if it feels like it's falling apart for you on the inside, that is a very positive place to be, because when it falls apart, when you have grieved, when you have let things settle, it's going to be a lot easier for you to feel support or collapse, blessed or blocked.
Yeah.
That your lives are being simplified. Let them.
Okay.
All right, beloved one. Feel the power of my words. Sit with them. And just let them settle within you. Let them integrate. And take your time. And as you feel the energies, keep it very simple. Don't complicate this. Let it feel exquisitely simple. Let it all be pared down to its simplest form, its smallest action, to that place of stillness where trust and faith live within you. And as one with your spirit family, I will be there, supporting, loving, and guiding.
Yes.
Namaste.
Namaste, Mother. Well, that made sense of it all.
It sure did. It sure did. Wow, that was. I don't know about you, Charlotte, but I love when she simplifies things. I just. Because sometimes this world feels pretty darn complicated, and the people I'm interacting with can feel complicated, or certain projects feel complicated, or, you know, and I don't even know why sometimes. Maybe I just make them complicated. I don't know. But
yeah,
just to have that kind of simple, really powerful direction was like, oof, I'm going to start using that.
Yeah.
Really?
No, that the way she does that is like oxygen to me. And you know, throughout, you know, when she talks, things pop into my mind, and then sometimes she could answer it, so there's no need to bring it up. Or perhaps it segues into something else, and it wouldn't make sense to bring it up. But throughout, I was thinking, a lot of this has gotten very convoluted for a yeah. lot of people.
Yeah.
And it is very scary. And I think some of those things start to overlap.
Yeah.
the lack of trust, the self-doubt, and then there's this, maybe it's like that game where you put your hand on a table, someone puts their hand over yours, you pull your hand out of the bottom and put it on top, and there's a lot of hands in there, and like the mind is trying to make, like I said, mental acrobatics, trying to make sense of something when the answer is simply just to go to stillness. But it's like, well, it's this to blame, and this is what's contributing, and this keeps happening, and it's all these excuses, really, in the mind that don't let you rest your mind, that don't let you turn off. And there's a lot of different feelings, like I got to express the, some people really feel like they just want to jump off the train. And it's been on my mind a lot lately, and in my feelings that a lot of people are going to leave the planet, and she said it out loud. And that's got a little bit of a sad note to it, but it is what it is. We've been going through this with COVID. We have to understand by now that some people are simply choosing not to participate in this transition into the
That's
Aquarian
right.
age.
Or they feel that they can contribute more out of the body than in the body. And that's that, their service may continue even after they transition. Some will move on and to whatever's next for them, in a larger capacity, but I think some people will stay close because that's going to be their service. And I think with with COVID and climate migration, it's going to be because I live out west,
I
and
know.
we're burning. We're just, we're the West is just burning. And I don't know if I'm going to be staying here, so I may be one of the people because I love it here. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful here. But I may, in fact, be one of the people who is caught up in climate migration, and it's a real thing, when we have 5, 6 weeks of smoke so bad you can't see, I can't see the fence in my backyard from my back door.
It's that bad. Okay.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
like to the yeah,
Danielle's in
it's
Oregon, ladies and gentlemen.
yeah, Southern
So,
Oregon.
yeah.
So it's I mean not this year so far. Thank goodness we've had a wonderful year so far, but we have months left of fire season.
Wasn't it 2 summers ago you had to evacuate?
We had two of our towns just north of us, little towns burned.
Burned to the ground.
Thousands of people homeless and jobless because businesses burned, houses burned within a 48-hour period. And it's real, and that's and a lot of people died in that fire. A lot of people died in that fire, and more will continue to do so. And just the trek wherever they have to leave and get to, people will die that way, overcrowd. I mean, this is a real thing. And
But
I
let's
think
turn this into a positive. Let's do an upswing that, for some people, depending on your relationship with death, death can be a very upsetting, unsettling thing. But I think it's important to say that no matter what exit strategy a soul has designed for a human being, we have to honor it and respect it.
Absolutely.
Whether it's by
Absolutely.
fire, car accident, cancer, falling into a crevasse, it doesn't
Right.
matter. It
I
doesn't
mean, it's
matter the method. It's just that the exit point, there has been a sense of accomplishment for that lifetime, for
that's
that
right.
soul, and it's time to go.
And Mother just did her last live stream just Monday was about death. And it was beautiful. And it was like she talked about the power at birth and at death, and the power that goes to the soul. And, so our deaths are a moment of incredible empowerment. They are designed by our souls. They have this big movement for us in our evolution, in how we grow as beings, you know, as spiritual beings. So there, death is an incredible, incredible experience. And I've been fortunate enough to be present for one, both birth and death. And it's extraordinary. The energy is just, it's very different, but they're both just absolutely extraordinary. It was, So I think that you're right. Our deaths are, they are beautiful experiences in the moment that they occur.
It's they're both equally profound.
Yes.
And beyond description, really.
Yes.
I'm glad you brought that up. So that's on your YouTube channel, Mother Mary channel on YouTube. So
yes.
let's all go check that out. I want to do my best to encourage everybody to hold steady, stay positive, take good care of yourself, and do everything Mother said in this discourse, which is as much detail as she can offer.
Yes.
You know, and it's really as much as she can offer.
And if you need some more support, Mother's doing a retreat, an online retreat, September 8th through the 11th. And you can go to my website, Beloved Publications, for more information. I'm about to open registration the first week of August. So it's called Reclaiming Self. And it's going to take place over the full moon. And I think it's just going to be incredibly powerful. So yeah, if you need extra support, that is going to be there for you coming up really soon.
They always are extremely powerful.
Yeah, I think
always.
So. You know, that.
Oh, I've been through a number of them, and you walk out a different person, whether it's online or in person. So yes, once again, belovedpublications.com is the website. Go check out what Danielle offers the community. There are the pre-recorded and live streams, and you're doing that every Monday again, right?
I am, yes.
Mm-hmm. Meditations, that's Mother Mary channel on YouTube. Don't forget her book, Mother Mary's Pathway to Love, is also available at the website. It's life-changing. If you're having a difficult time right now, this would be a good means of support. Visit spiritualinsightsradio.com to learn more about my energetic healing work. I would be honored to be of assistance to you in whatever you're going through right now. Thank you so much, Danielle, and I look forward to seeing you in August.
Me too. Thank you.
Hang in there, love.
You too.
You're welcome. All right, everyone, that's our show for today. Until next time, God bless and be at peace.